attention, please. The next Metro train approaching your station will be a Metro Express train and will not stop.
Welcome to Voices Cary Live. My name is Randy Scott. We are broadcasting live from the village of Cary, beautiful village of Cary. We are broadcasting to X, Rumble, and YouTube. This show is for you if you're in the village of Cary. If you're not, feel free to see what we're doing here and copy it. You can start a show on your just from your cell phone. And what we do is we go through local events. We try to make a better conversation than what's on social media right now. Right now, you kind of just go through your feed, and you know, we all know there's an algorithm to it, and it kind of peppers in stuff to kind of push buttons. So that's why we keep it positive. We have live streams to where we watch village board meetings, and we appreciate the village officials doing what they do, and we look through what they do, and we learn, and it's a lot of fun seeing what's coming into the village, welcome. We pull up the radar here. It's the 21st, and some snow. We had about 1 to 3 inches of snow, and it was some fun snowball snow, but that's a live look, so we might get a few flurries. As they say, we cannot rule out the possibility of a flurry. If you were watching live, everybody says, why do you wear headphones? I was broadcasting, and it wasn't pulling in audio, and I fixed it. Thankfully, I didn't record an entire show with no audio. But let's test the let's test this out. I have to, when I'm getting ready for the show, I have to, like, step over all these pens. I see, like, six of them on the ground over here. And I haven't thrown this one yet. This is one of my favorite. It's a Dr. Grip. I use these in school. They make a pen and a pencil. This one's kind of fun. If you shake it, it advances the lead. But yeah, welcome. We like to have fun here. We encourage input. Thank you for all of your emails and comments on YouTube specifically. That's been the biggest platform for comments, but you know, we welcome comments. I look through them on X and Rumble. But yeah, if you want to email us something like a local event, business event, reach out to us on voicescary@proton.me. That's voicescary@proton.me. Mary Edward. And we'll have some fun. We have the ability to pull in some more audio here. I can pull in three more microphones. Get a nice round table. And we can reconfigure the, you know, once cutesy time's over with, we can reconfigure the studio here. This is ours. This is yours. So let your voices be heard. That's our stoplight. That was not acquired off of a traffic pole. It was my parents were nice enough when we were in Texas visiting where I was born, and then we moved here when I was three. Since you asked, they were nice enough to get that for me, since I was obsessed with anything traffic related. And my dad hooked it up and I brought it to show and tell at the Three Oaks School 1 year for Mrs. Zabinski's class. And yeah, so we have fun here. We have local events. I have a nice little, what is it, 10:15, and we have some nice show. So if you're joining us live, welcome. If you're joining us after the fact, welcome as well. Let's dive into it. I saw this come through that Jaguar did a rebrand. They changed their logo. And I've been kind of just following this since I'm kind of I like to follow marketing and what the going trend is. So you can kind of see there on the left that shows what logos used to be. Like you see Facebook there, and it went to kind of a minimalist logo. And you can kind of see Google, Microsoft, Airbnb, Spotify, Pinterest, eBay. And the going trend is no creativity. Just kind of minimalist. Dare I say boring? And I see a possible trend of not inspiring our youth or being inspired ourselves. And maybe companies or once companies be are afraid to express themselves, whether it be in their logo or their marketing, or if they're following a trend or copying something, that kind of translates, maybe not immediately, but there's a reverb effect into culture and society to where children see that and they kind of believe that there's guardrails. You know, there's guardrails to where, well, I can't push the glass ceiling too much because then it'll be viewed as too out in left field or out in right field. So we have to be careful to where we still inspire creativity and have that moment to where a child comes up onto a business or onto a piece of art or anything, whether it be put out by an individual or a business. And they say, you know, there's that wow moment to where they look up or they're like, I call it the wow. And then they ask themselves how. I like that, kind of like a children's museum, like the JFK Health World Center, which I actually started the Facebook for. Kelly, if you look up JFK Health World, it was a Health World museum out in Barrington that we took field trips to. And we just had a doctor's appointment a scheduled doctor's appointment for one of my kids. And I saw a moment to where one of my children was looking at something on the wall, and it was it was a cool, like one of those Amazon purchases, those wall things that are interactive. And I'm like, we don't do this anymore. You know, yeah, you can do an Amazon purchase, but we don't really do that as a society to where there's like larger than life. And, you know, we have a handful of museums that are like that, but I'd like to see more of that and encourage creativity. But diving back into that, so you can see the logos kind of transform from creativity, and that kind of shows like not just a culture change or like when the business started and then once a boardroom gets a hold of it. And they're like, well, we have to change this because it's a going trend. I mean, this is how we were building McDonald's. McDonald's had the creativity back in the day with the French fries on the roof, the larger-than-life play place at the majority of their locations, and characters that were fun. Non-apologetic characters that were just that kind of inspired creativity, and now we have the McDonald's below, to where it's kind of a modern-esque feel. And you know, they say history repeats itself. I'm a believer that it echoes itself, to where we can kind of. That doesn't necessarily always repeat, but it does echo to where we can, I believe, you know, shopping malls will be a thing again once we start wanting to hang out with one another. And as a culture, we want to, you know, start shopping together and being in the same place. And there's a good book about shopping malls called Meet Me by the Fountain. that I have. It's just about the shopping mall culture, and with fashion, like this really fashionable vest that I got from Farm and Fleet. You know, it's hard to be a trendsetter. But yeah, it's something as simple as a doorbell. Like, this was our standard doorbell. That, you know, it was ornate. We'd go to Home Depot, Ace, pick one of these up. And now every house has one that looks like this, and it's the same style. So it's all kind of getting uniform. And I want my kids to grow up in a world that's inspiring and creative. And one of the simplest ways is if you're, this is from a snapshot from Family Guy, but they did a bit about the wacky inflatable flailing arm man. And you see those at like businesses for events and stuff. And even right here in Cary, we have our village code considers these the wacky inflatable flailing arm person to be attention getting devices. And I've every time we pass one of these, my kids are always like ecstatic, and they get a reaction, and they're like, "Wow, look at that!" And I think it goes past more than just a business wanting to get, you know, people in the door. I think it goes into culture, to where once we take that magic out of not only ourselves but our kids, it's kind of hard to claw our way back, and it might take generations. So I'll go through the prohibited signs. It's flashing signs, marquee signs, animated signs, obstructive signs, off-premise signs, signs painted directly on a building wall or fence, portable signs, vehicle signs, roof signs, signs affixed to utility poles or trees, signs affixed to fire escapes, signs creating traffic hazards, signs erected with proper permits, without proper permits, signs in the public right-of-way, signs related to abandoned uses or activities, unsafe signs, outline lighting, pole signs, attention-getting devices, like the wacky inflatable flailing arm person, and box signs. I am not saying that all regulatory is bad. Like, if you had a wacky inflatable flailing arm person that was blocking the view of traffic, like in an intersection, and it's causing a traffic hazard, yeah, that makes sense. I'm all for that. I'm just saying, eventually everything becomes illegal, and our up and coming generation suffers as a result of it. Kind of, for instance, like this famous neon sign in Chicago. Like, larger than life, fun, expressive, and then around the clock in Crystal Lake. Do you think in today's world somebody can pull the permits to build something like that? So we gotta get back to being creative, and making sure our children don't suffer as a result of it. As you can see, I have this light bulb for Christmas, and I got it at the Home Depot's. It's battery operated, but there's a whole, I fell into this. There's a whole world out there for Home Depot holiday decorations. And I recently joined a group on online that kind of shows what people do with those. So you can see that bulb up there, and the creativity is just amazing. Somebody took a trash can, like a recycling bin, painted it green, made it look like a plug, and then got quite a few of those bulbs and made it look like it's a larger than life Christmas or a fairy lights, as they say, the Christmas lights. And I thought that was cool. One person took those Christmas lights and put them up on the on their ceiling, on their porch. Made it look like a larger than life Christmas light display. And then the one Facebook post from the Home Depot Halloween and Christmas group, they posted this $79 7-foot LED candy cane. And then somebody says, seems kind of expensive for one 7-foot candy cane. Yeah. So it's fun to see people having fun with expressing themselves, larger than life stuff, and getting creative. Getting into local events here. Cary Grove High School Booster Club says opening night of Cary Grove High School Fall Follies. We couldn't be more excited to kick off this incredible show tonight. There will be fresh flowers from JH Events and Flowers and Candy Boutiques, bouquets, perfect for cheering on your favorite performers. And you can pre-order. Cary Grove Fall Follies Flowers. So awesome, Cary Grove. Cary Park District. There's only four spots left to the JC's Parks tree decorating event. Last chance to gather your crew, family, friends, clubs, or neighborhoods. And claim your tree to light up the holiday trail. Decorating begins December 7th. Registration closes November 23rd, and it's $25 per tree. Bring your own lights and decorations, and they got the electricity ran to each tree. And each tree gets a personalized sign. Yours truly at Voices Cary secured a sign, and we will be taking recommendations of how you would like to see it decorated. So that'll be fun to be out there December 7th if you'd like to join us to decorate. I'll be out there with a whole bunch of decorations and lights. It'll be 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. and we'll have some fun. Thank you, Cary Park District, for putting that on. This Lake County scanner reports that a man in his late 60s was critically injured after a fall off the ladder while hanging Christmas lights. So tis the season. And I wanted to showcase this one product that I use for our holiday lights. This works very well. There's special clips that hook into that pole there. And then there's a trigger at the bottom of the pole that when you pull it releases, and you can hang them on your gutter quite handily. So take a look at that. It's a small investment to make sure that you stay safe during the holidays. Northwest Herald reports by a margin of just 850 votes, voters approved the McHenry County Conservation District referendum seeking to increase property taxes as it pays its current debt. We looked at that. It's actually the overall tax is going down for that, but they do get another round of funding to improve their parks. I know that they're improving the hollows. Seeing a lot of construction activity over there. So I want to say thank you to the McHenry County Conservation District, and that was at the on election day, it was showing that that was down 300, and now it's up 850. So 1,150 votes came in and turned that over. But it was a nail biter. So if you were following that, there you go. Local business spotlight, the Amy's Driving School off of Cary Algonquin and Industrial. The 2025 classes are posted. Sign up now to have your first pick in classes before they fill. That's been getting a lot of activity. Great driving school, great person running it. So thank you for that new business and coming in to Cary. Illinois Farm Bureau posted Charlie's first harvest. So that's good to see that youth is getting into harvesting, and that might be something we see more of is this local agriculture. Cary School District 26 posted our Oak Knoll Cary kindergarten students have been exploring structure and function in STEM, or STEAM, depending on how you pronounce it. That STEM is, or STEAM is a program for science and getting kids introduced into science, math, and just really good hands-on stuff. Amy, the amazing STEM teacher, shared the book Balloons Over Broadway, The True Story of the Puppeteer of Times Square by Melissa Sweet, illustration, which tells the inspiring story of Tony Sarg, the renowned puppeteer behind the iconic Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade balloons. Another great larger-than-life inspiring thing for our children to see and grow up with. The book taught students about the history of balloon art and Tony Sarg, the man behind the Macy's parade balloons. His creativity inspired students to design their own balloons for Thanksgiving parade. So it looks like they have some really cool floats there. So congratulations to Oak Knoll, and thank you to Amy for providing that inspirational activity. The Illinois Department of Transportation says a picture of there of looks like I-80. Heads up, Illinois, the snow has picked up across the northern part of the state, causing slick conditions and low visibility. Continue to drive cautiously, slow down, and expect longer commutes on the road this afternoon. So, yeah, take your time. And probably good conditions for black ice out there with temperatures dipping as night falls and snow melts. So be careful. And then Northwest Herald. We will be doing a, I'm going to go to Ace Hardware and pick up some winter things that you can keep in your car that will be fun to go through. We'll lay it out here on the desk and we'll go through things that are handy to have in winter conditions. Northwest Herald reports on their X feed, top seeded Cary Grove looks to advance to its second consecutive state championship game when it visits number 3 Geneva at 1 p.m. Saturday in a Class 6A semifinal football game. So we wish them a lot of luck, and to break a leg, metaphorically, the good luck version. And we stand behind you 100%. More Cary Grove sports. The Cary Grove basketball boosters, less than a week to first tip. November 25th, hoops. First tip, November 25th. Or December. Yeah, Cary Grove boys varsity basketball, 24-25 schedule. So print that out. Put it on the fridge. And hope they have fun out there. And then Cary Grove girls basketball. Trojans win against physical Rockford Lutheran team, 35-27. K Congratulations to them. And then some fun things. I saw this. Customer complaints are nothing new. This was a customer complaint about delivery of the wrong grade of copper in 1750 BC. Thought that was fun to review. And then the debate of, I know Charmin had some advertising out a few years ago, and it was how you could put the toilet paper roll in one way or the other. And they said which one is correct, and they had a button, and you could hit it while you're waiting for your bus, of which one you thought was the right way. Somebody found the original patent from 1891 for a toilet paper roll. Shows a correct rolling direction. So it looks like the over roll is the preferred way, according to this patent in 1891. So that settles the debate. So with the snow, I thought it'd be appropriate to check in on Bigfoot. When I was putting our first show together for Voices Carry Live, I was doing some research, and I came across a 15-year-old video of Bigfoot in Cary, Illinois, which we are going to dive into. We're going to find out where this was shot and maybe reach out to the person who shot the video and see if we can get some tips. So let's check in on Bigfoot. Yeah, see, now it, with the snow out there, it seems more realistic. So that's what we like to do here. We like to have fun. Should I throw my favorite pen for the cat? Thank you for joining me for Voices Carry Live, broadcasting live to X Rumble and YouTube on the 21st. Let's take a look at live weather here. Looks like a nice night. If you have anything you'd like to send in to us, voicescarry@proton.me. We like to shout it from the rooftop and have your voices heard and have your voices carry. Thank you for joining me. It's an honor to be part of your day, wherever you're joining us. And we will see you tomorrow on Voices Carry Live. Have a wonderful night.
You're confirmed at T-minus 10 seconds.
In counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
Reach for the sky!
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole!
It's busted.
Who are you calling busted, Buster? That's right. I'm talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up, Sid. Or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right, your toys.
Play nice.